in this week's parsha, so when Yosef eventually invites the brothers to eat with him, so he makes arrangements with the person who's in charge of the meal, and he tells them to prepare the meal. He says, you should shech the animals and prepare. So the Gemara in Kulin says that Tvar Tevach is that he should shech the animal, and when they come, he should show the brothers the Beis Hashchita. He should show them the animal. The animal he's serving them has been shachut, as opposed to just being killed, because he knows that they're only going to eat an animal which is shachut. And then you should remove the Gidon Osha, because they didn't eat the Gidon Osha. You should actually remove the Gidon Osha while they're there, in their presence. So this way they would have no doubt about the kashrus of the meat, everything is fine, etc. You see them doing everything done properly.
That's what the Yachin is?
B'Hachin, the Mormon's B'Hachin. Tvayach, Tevach, Shechtet, and show them the Bit Shechita. B'Hachin, and prepare the meat, means you prepare the meat by removing the Gidon Osha in their presence. So it's interesting that, you know, that means that the halachic status of the Shvatim and the Ovis, whether they're considered Jewish yet, whether they're considered not Jewish yet, they're still non-Jews. If they're non-Jews, so then they didn't eat any of this, because they allowed to eat something which is not Shachar, and they allowed to eat to get a Nosha. So clearly we're understanding that they had some status, and they had some, so then the next step is, so then this individual who really was a Jew was Menashe, but they didn't know that, so that has no nemonis to tell them. He can't tell them, so he has to show it to them. So he had to show them that it was shachut, and he had to remove the Gidon Osha in their presence. He couldn't just tell them, I took care of it, because he's not believed. On the other hand, the Marsha says, on the Gemara, says, but his shechita is not a valid shechita either. The shechita of an anjou was not kosher. So if you're trusting him that a shechita is valid, you can trust him that he said did it.
Is that even if somebody's omer
agavah? So there's two answers to that. Most Rishonim hold that Shechita Menanja was possible even by Rami Lagabov. That's him, it's possible. So the Gemara says that why is a non-Jew not kosher for Shechita? Because there's a concept called Zbar Zvicha. The person has to be within the context of the mitzvah of Shechita to be considered a valid Shechet. But the mitzvah has not been given yet. So it could be a non-Jew is not disqualified. It's only when I am a Bar Chiyuva and you're not a Bar Chiyuva, so then you're disqualified. But everybody's equal. Even we have undertaken this and we're doing it, could they still be kosher? But there is a sheet. There is a Kesef Mishnah. The Kesef Mishnah says that a non-Jew is kosher deraisa, not the rabbanan. It's a prishkita, as long as he's not an oibid of avodah zarah. We don't have to be worried about him having intent for avodah zarah while he's doing it. So we could argue that since the Mitzrayim in general do not touch meat except for sacrifices, and if they're eating it, it could only be that he was doing it for this purpose of feeding them. So no reason to believe he was doing it for avodah zarah purposes, so they would trust him in that respect. So therefore, shechita would be kosher, but the nemonis to say that it was shachut, they're not trusting him. The nemonis is not shachut. So that got me thinking about this concept of the rules of Eid Echad. So let's just talk about the idea of Eid Echad, when Eid Echad is reliable, when Eid Echad is not reliable. So it's interesting that there's a concept of the Gemara Eid Echad Nemav Yisurim. So the first place, or one of the places that comes up with the Gemara and Gittin in the first parak, in that phase of Mabez, and there's a Mechog, Rashi and Tosfos, what's the source? So Tosfos learns it out of a Pasuk. Rashi says, no Pasuk, not a Pasuk. It says, but the fact that I eat by your house, why am I allowed to eat by your house? I have to know for sure what I'm eating is kosher food. So how am I allowed to eat that? I should have to do everything on my own. So I eat by your house. The woman at the house, comes, husband comes home and says, let's have supper. The husband says, mehecha tesi. How do you know? Why should I believe you that it's kosher? Erechad emisurim, now she says. The fact that one individual is believed when it comes to issues of isurim.
Isurim, okay.
Right. Tosfos comes along and says, there's a pasuk. The pasuk says a woman who is a nida, or actually a zava, would go to the mikvah. She keeps her own count. So it means she keeps her own count. She's believed that the count was done properly. You see that we're trusting this woman to keep the count on her own. In halacha lemaisa, there's Tosis raises the following questions. We know that Erech is believed, but he's not believed against an established situation. Erech is believed to say something as, I tell you that this item is was prepared properly. I checked for bugs. You know, I didn't know yes or I didn't know no. Right? So I believe you. But let's say I know for sure that there was a case of Isra over here. This item was there was a problem, and I'm telling you that it's been fixed. So am I believed? So Tosfos says the rule is normally we say Erech is not believed against an established situation, except if the person has the ability to do it. It's biyada. So Tosfos says, well, there's two parts of a woman preparing herself to go to the mikvah. Is she can count the 7 days, and she can do the preparation, and she can go to the mikvah. That's all within her ability to do that. But she was established a physical reality that she has a need of. That's not in her hands. So Tosfos says that's not a chazaka, which we're worried about, because we know that chazaka always stops. The nature of a woman is that she doesn't keep having dam constantly. So that part is not an iskazim. Something which would be a situation which is established, which is ongoing. If I don't have control of the situation, I can prevent it from happening or stop it. I would not be believed against it. You would need to aid him for that situation. So Tosfos says we have both the concept of Erech is not believed against iskazik, what has been established, unless it's biyodah. Rashi presents me the cases, you know, so an animal when it's alive, I don't know what the status of an animal. An animal alive is not a motivit. The Sharka tells me that he shafted it properly. Right? I believe him because he has the ability to do that. Right? We assume Roman Tunis will shchit the mukma him, but the majority of people know how to shecht properly, so we assume he has the ability to do it. So he has the ability to do it. He's believed to say that he did it. The woman tells me she took off kala off of this dough, and if you're allowed to eat the bread, she has the ability to do that. She's able to check for bugs. You know, all these things, the reason why she's believed in all Rashi scenarios is there's an element of biyada. If I have a situation where I have in a... I come into the kitchen, theoretically, and I would see that I check everything else. Everything in the kitchen is not kosher. All items in the kitchen are not kosher. She comes an hour later, come back, and she serves me supper. Says, yeah, it's everything is fine. Right? Says she had the ability to go to the store and buy it, right? But if there wasn't, that wouldn't be true. In a situation where that would not be, she has no limitus because now it's connected to an established situation. It's going against an established situation. So our limits, which are fascinating to start to think about.
What would be a case where she can't? It's not the other person. That doesn't have the ability to.
Theoretically, you know, going back to the mikveh case, if a man, a woman. Bizman Chazal, a woman used to wear special begadim to indicate that she's a nida. So we know that she's wearing these begadim until this time, and now it's 3 days later, and she says she counted 7 days and she went to the mikvah. Well, no. Something of that type of situation. There wasn't enough time. We know there wasn't enough time for her to be able to get to the mikvah. It's not biyada. Getting over here, it's a little more the case is a little more convoluted, but. You know, if I know everything in the kitchen was X, it was all not kosher food. You walk into a person who's they don't keep kosher themselves. Everything you check, there's not one item which is kosher food. And then she prepares the supper, presents it to you. So we'll have to see what the story of that is. Or see, even somebody else prepares supper and presents it to you. Were you able to get the food?
Now, when we say by an isha, is this talking about an isha? Do we generally think it's an isha kshera, or like is this just any isha?
Let's go there. Okay, let's go there. So for Erech Adam and Bisurin, Erech is believed. It could be a woman, it could be a man, it could be an abbot, can't be a katan. So somebody who's under the age of a mitzvah is not, or bas mitzvah is not believed. When you're dealing with the raisa situation. So if I have kalim, which I buy new pots. I send my kids to the mikvah to travel them. So there's no problem with a child traveling a keli because you don't need intent to be traveled with a keli. You just have, so the child's act of being traveled is valid. It's referred to Allah, you should have intent to be traveled, but it's for that level of intent that you need, a cotton could do as well. So my 10-year-old, 11-year-old kid, very, very capable child, I send him down to the mikvah, comes back, I traveled it. He has no namonis to say that, that's true. See if it's glass, which is only has a mitzvah tefillah d'rabbanan. child is believed for the rabbi. If it's a metal pot, you have a chiyuv tefillah d'oraisa. I don't believe you that you were having the right to believe the child that he was tefillah.
So you could take the child there and watch.
And he could do all the all the work.
He could do it.
Right, he could do all the work. You know, but have regards to having the money that he did it, he's not believed. A goy is not believed. Now, what the Chazal came along and said that there's another group of people is the person was a choshur. Right? Can I believe you in this area if you yourself don't take this area seriously? We know that you have are choshur. You are suspect in regards to that you don't care about this mitzvah, this aveira, and you're willing to do whatever, you know, whatever. So then I ask you, you know, did you take care of it? Do you have belief? So that the straighten of choshur, that a person who has it, who's suspected, is not believed in halacha. So Moshe had a fascinating situation. So
by both the Rabbanan and the Raisa.
Both the Rabbanan and the Raisa. So here you had a situation. Moshe had a situation. The child was, this was an elderly Russian woman who was, her children were affected by the communists, and they were atheists, and they weren't keeping kosher, etc. The woman eventually became ill to the point that she could not take care of herself anymore. She moved in with her daughter. And she was not well enough to make her own food. The daughter had to make the food for her. Right? So the daughter says, yeah, I made kosher food. So she asked her Marsha the question, is she allowed to believe, this question was sent to her Marsha, is she allowed to believe her, trust her daughter? And told her, eats totally treif. And everything she eats, so why should she trust, can't she trust the daughter? So straight up halacha would say no. But then what's a woman supposed to do? She can't eat. She can't take care of herself. She only eats, you know, prepackaged, you know, cold food, what's supposed to happen. So Ramosha said, if the relationship between the two individuals, A, means that the person who's suspect knows the significant value to the questioner. We hear the daughter knows how much it means to her mother. And the daughter knows that if this, she wouldn't be doing something proper vis-a-vis your mother. Her mother, the anguish of her mother would be tremendous. It would be tremendous pain to her. And the mother knows that that is the relationship they have with the daughter. If the daughter says explicitly, I only did kosher, or says she can trust her daughter. So here we have a situation where you have that. So where do you find such a concept? So let's flip it around for a second. You know, where did Moshe come from when he created such an idea? I mean, if you need validators, because also the person who's kosher is not a suspect, is not validators. So you don't find such a concept all the way around. Eichon is also, we can discuss an Eichon coming and saying something I thought it was permitted, he told me it's prohibited. So really the loch is Eichon is not believed. If it's been established that it's acceptable, he's not believed to say it doesn't go against an established principle. So I've established that it's acceptable, he's not believed to say it's not acceptable. It works both ways. However, there's a concept of a called Nemen Olav Kebetrei. But if I know this person, and I know him that it's a person, not a person who will not lie, and therefore when he tells me, I believe him, I feel confident that he's telling me is the truth, I have a right to, I have responsibility to actually accept what he's saying. Even though it's against an established state. So normally the case of Nemen Olav Kebetrei always works for Iser. The case of the you know, where the Gemara cases where they tell a man that his wife was unfaithful to him. So to prohibit a wife to a husband, you need to wait him. So luckily, the husband is allowed to say, I don't believe you, ignore the guy, and continue living with his wife. But there's an Eid Echad. I don't have to believe him. You need to wait him to establish that reality. But what would be if the individual who's saying, the witness, is somebody that the husband knows very well, and he trusts implicitly, so he has to accept that testimony. He can't use it to the wife's disadvantage. He'd have to pay ksuva. A woman who is unfaithful and loses her ksuva, he can't. So I believe the guy, therefore you lose the ksuva. That's very nice, you know. You can't do that, but he can't stay with his wife anymore because Naman Olav Kebetrei. So that will create this concept of an issur. Chofetz Chaim talks about it in regards to Hilchos Lashon Hara. They have a person who's established, everybody knows that he's a person who never lies, so maybe whether you're allowed to accept the Lashon Hara because it's like to aid him. He has equivalent to aid him. But, you know, and then he says maybe, you know, he discusses the limits of that. So here we're flipping around and saying, but that's usually a case of Isser. The situation was permitted, and now you're prohibiting it. It's like, excuse me, who are you? here was doing it, the Rosh was doing it all the way around. Since I, in this situation, I know the person will not lie to me because of the circumstances, and therefore they must be telling me what they're telling me is clearly. So then you'll be allowed to believe them. So that's this is a constant, you know, relationship we have between children who, you know, we have children who become religious and their parents aren't religious and they go visit their parents and these type of arrangements. So we're relying on this idea for Ramosha. If that's the type of the relationship, they're allowed to do that. The power when an Erech gives testimony and creates a status, it's a full-fledged status. Example, corporal punishment requires two witnesses. So a person walks in and says, well, you can, if you want to join us, you can join us. You say, you want to watch it. He says this is shayfa, this is not kosher food. Then two Adam came and tested. Two witnesses come and tested, and we saw somebody eat it. Can you give punishment or not in that situation? At the end of the day, you're giving punishment based on 1-8. Because the source that it's more, that it's not kosher food is 1-8. So the Rishah says that works. So it's a full. It's not just, you know, we trust him. It creates a halachic status to the point that we would now give punishment based on it. It's a full status.
The idea of an Eidechah is based totally on the Svara. That somebody has the idea, then in other words, if you normally require the arising to aid, then wouldn't you need more than a spar to take it out of that?
So it's a good question. So let's talk that out. So this is the Rambam. The Rambam says this point. And there's a machlokes and there's a disagreement in the Haredim how to understand it. So the Shmaitza doesn't like it as is, and he says there's a new concept called when it comes established to the whole community. The Morris is a strange case. The Morris says a man and a woman, a woman and a younger man come move into town and they live together, clearly a relationship which looks like a mother and a child. Then they have relations, so the law is you can kill them based on that. We don't know. But what's been established that's the reality based on everybody around us. That's the reality. That becomes the reality. So that's how the Shmaitza understands the Rambam. Rishash understands it. No, that you actually can. And he understands that either Tosha says it's a posik, or the other way around. When Rashi tells me that it must be that it's true, because otherwise how can I eat, means he's saying that we're not, the permission to eat has to be a reality. And it's, therefore, it must be so clear that it's a reality, otherwise how can I trust you? That is enough of a reality that I can now create ancient based on it. That's what you're going to have to flip it around and say that. Let's say a person walks. I don't know the person from Adam. He tells me that it's acceptable. So what's the law? So the law says that an average person, we don't know one way or the other. We have a right to assume that they're kosher, the person that they're a valid witness. But on that, the Taz already brings in some disagree. Though you need to know the person who the person is. You know, I'm not getting involved in all the rules of Mashkichim. You know, but this is always the question of can you have some type of a restaurant, store, whatever it is, and the owner is a well-known, trustworthy person, be his own aide, right? Well, according to Rashi, really, he could. Right? The Rashi says, otherwise, I can't eat my wife's kitchen either, right? I don't have mashgiach in my kitchen. Why do I believe the mashgiach, right? But the question over here, obviously, is that over here, since there is financial issues involved, of course, he's negayed, right? And my wife's very negayed. If I don't eat supper, she'll be very upset. She's very she for her, it's very important that I should eat supper, right? So, but she still believed. But that being said, there's no kosher organization nowadays who relies on that, because we understand that that's not something. The potential for abuse is dangerous. But if a person, I don't know who the person is, that's definitely not going to work. I need to know who the individual is. I need to have some awareness according to this task. Okay. Because what time do you have?
It's about 1:39.
Okay. Just one quick thought on the parasha. Not on this topic. Not on the whole, you know, I've been usually overlapping the two. I look at Yosef, you know, whatever reason why Yosef decides that he's going to do the subterfuge, etc., the whole nine yards of what he's out to accomplish, whatever his motivation is, And we see at the end that he had no time. He had no anger. He wasn't upset. So he was doing it for their benefit. You have to understand that there's a temptation of him to put back into their face, you know, everything which they said about him was not true, and he has a chance to prove it to them. And he keeps his mouth shut because it's better for the brothers. I mean, really, that was Rav Chaim. Rav Chaim also kept quiet. So Chazal say that Rav Chaim was Leah chose the sector of speaking and praising Hashem, and Rachel chose the sector of shtika, being quiet. There's an area of life when you have to know when and how to be quiet, but to have the strength of character to do that, I think is, you know, just take that lesson into our lives, the times where we know we shouldn't say anything, and we know we're better if we don't say anything, and really don't want to say anything, and then we say it, you know, because I can't control myself. It just comes out, or it comes out of my body language. There was no body language over here either. It was total quiet. You know, he just played the role, even though there was tremendous forces pushing him not to play the role. He played the role because he needed to. He felt that was important. We're not playing on the level of the importance of what the Yosef was dealing with, but in our own personal lives, many times that opportunity to remember, to remain, to have the power to remain shtika, that's a lesson from Yosef, that's an important lesson. Okay.